First, I want to congratulate all of you for staying this late on a long day when the weather isn't great outside, and hopefully we'll keep you engaged. I have a feeling that we're speaking to the choir to some degree, those of you who are already engaged with environmental health education. I'm speaking for a group you can see. Barbara Sattler will be speaking next, and Brenda Afzal is here in the room. At the back there, and Claudia Smith could not be with us for this presentation, but you'll see her in one of the slides. I am a faculty member at the University of Massachusetts in Dartmouth, teach public health nursing as well as in the graduate program, but I'm also associated with ANNIE, the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environments, which you'll be hearing a lot more about from Barbara. Okay, and we have no relationships to disclose. Holly just said, why nurses about pharmaceuticals? We're going to talk more about why nurses and environmental health and what we hope all of you will be involved in doing along our project. I'm adding the take-home message right now because sometimes when we have a lot of presentations, we'll say, well, what's the take-home message? So we really want to have all of you become involved in the knowledge network that I'll be talking about to contribute and be a user. And a perfect example is what Trish just presented. I will make more reference to that later, but this is what it's all about. It's connecting people and the wisdom and the actions that we're all taking. We are highlighting educational methods, networking on solving common environmental health problems, location for information on environmental health science, and on environmental health advocacy. Now, in public health nursing, we certainly, and I might have skipped a slide there, did I? Well, no, then I'll go back. That's okay. It was the purpose of this talk, which I can tell you that the purpose of our presentation is really the two objectives of it, or to highlight some of the mandates that have come forward for nurses to integrate environmental health knowledge into practice, education, research, and advocacy, but also to introduce you to the knowledge network. So as public health nurses, we have a population focus. Environmental health is probably part of your practice, which is why you attended this session, or you certainly see the relevance. In our interventions in public health, we already work with communities and we focus on the environment in lots of ways that relate to some of the issues that are pressing us now with some of the toxins in our environment. Certainly pharmaceutical contamination is one of them. There are many others. But we must incorporate a broader environmental issues into nursing practice and curriculum that include things like climate change and chemical policy, and really move to the policy development. And I applaud Trish for just starting and making that phone call and getting it moving in her state. So this is the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environments. You'll be hearing a lot more from Barbara about its origin and what it is, but I have to lay a little backdrop to talk about the Knowledge Network. And this was birthed not quite 2 years ago, and since that time, has moved forward, and the Knowledge Network is one of our big efforts and strategies. At that time, many public health nurses were involved in the creation of the Alliance, representatives from APHA, from ASHNE, the Association of Community Health Nursing Educators, from ASTDN, from ANA, and from the National Association of School Nurses, just to name a few of the organizations, but the ones that really connect here with public health. And I won't say as much about ANNIE because Barb's going to say a lot more, but it is really developed in these almost 2 years from a small effort to bring people together, to not have silos around all the information we share, but to work together. And by collectively working together, we've accomplished a lot, right up through having a board of directors and being an official organization at this point. And it really doesn't hurt for you to hear this twice, because we want you to stay awake and to take this message home. So this is currently a site sponsored by Annie. It's the eCommons, which is a site that gives you lots of information, and you can see part of Claudia down in the corner. It includes videos of nurses who talk about why we are engaged in environmental health. But that's an opportunity for all of you to tell your stories on the Knowledge Network as well. A subset of this eCommons is a site called the Annie site. These will eventually be all kind of growing together, but currently you can reach them through, as you can't see right there, but it is http://, without the www, and it's just e-commons.org. So I want to talk a little bit about what has led nursing and public health to have these real guidance and these mandates. Actually, the Environmental Principles for Public Health Nursing were one of the first documents to really address environmental health in nursing practice. These were presented at APHA in the PHN section in 2005 and are actually available, I believe, through the PHN section of APHA. Right, through the member groups and the newsletter, the section newsletter, Public Health Nursing, is available for that document if you would like to find it. More recently, we have mandates for nursing. Very excited that one came forward just this past fall in the recently published, the revised ANA Scope and Standards for Practice for Nursing. Standard 16 is environmental health. So it is now a mandate for all nursing practice, and I will show you. That is actually available on nursingworld.org. It has to be purchased, but it is standard 16 of the standards for practice. Also, the AACN, or the American Association of Colleges of Nursing, baccalaureate essentials that were developed in 2008, and the revisions from the master's essentials, which are in revision now, are really addressing environmental health for content in nursing curriculum. And then ASHNE developed baccalaureate essentials for entry-level public health nursing practice, or baccalaureate essentials, but also entry into nursing practice, not just public health, in 2009. The efforts of the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environments, we have four work groups. You'll hear more about them from Barbara, but one of the work groups is the education work group. And at the first meetings of the Alliance, you'll hear a little more about our work, but we had one effort to develop competencies for nursing practice for environmental health. We developed these in June of 2009, and they are available on the Knowledge Network work site, which I'll be giving you that site later in the slides. And it talked about basic competencies for the registered nurse and advanced competencies for advanced level registered nurse practice. These were developed, and then we worked collaboratively with ANA in encouraging the adoption of environmental health as a nursing standard. So the ANA Scope and Standard of Practice, which I will show you right here, has pretty much the same intent as our competency. Some of the companies are actually the ones we provided. We worked with them collaboratively. At the current time, they're not cited in the document as attributed to ANA, so we hope in the next printing it will be cited appropriately, because we did work collaboratively on developing that standard. And those have both the basic level around attaining knowledge of environmental concepts, promoting a practice environment that reduces risk, assessing the practice environment for particular factors that affect health, advocating, communicating environmental health risks and exposure, utilizing scientific evidence, and participating in strategies to promote healthy communities, as well as some additional competencies for the graduate level prepared specialty nurse. And as I said, those are available through the Nursing World at the ANA site. So Holly said, why nurses for pharmaceuticals? We often are addressed with that too. Why nurses for environmental health? Well, there's a lot of reasons. Barb will probably be saying more of them. And also, I'll show you on the nursing, on the Knowledge Network, where we have some of that. But we really have an upstream focus for nursing practice, particularly in public health. We advance knowledge of environmental health through our effort with the Knowledge Network. And our goal is to engage all nurses, nurses who are in practice, but also those who are beginning in their educational programs at their entry into practice level to be prepared. We really have to have a resource for both undergraduates, and that's both associate degree and baccalaureate nursing students, as well as practicing nurses, that's available. So what did the education work group start out to do? Well, we started out with some goals at our first meeting in 2008, in December of 2008. And we set about to develop competencies, which we had developed by June of 2009. We also set a goal of publishing a white paper that would really look at the state of nursing education for environmental health nursing. We're still working on that. We surveyed a number of nurses about what was actually taking place, and we're hoping to connect some of all that collective wisdom through this knowledge network that I'm presenting today. And we discussed the need for an environmental nursing, health nursing textbook. But we very quickly, being environmentally focused, said we should really be green with this, and we should be innovative, and we should do something that is not a book with lots of trees cut down. So we decided we would have some type of resource that was internet-based, electronic. It would be readily accessible, and it would also then lead to opportunities for professional development for nursing. So we developed what is now called the Knowledge Network. We feel it's extremely innovative. In fact, we keep trying to get our sense around what all it involves and what the potential is, because it's not just a two-dimensional book with papers that we hold, but has pretty much limitless possibilities. It's green, environmentally friendly. Currently, it's free use. We hope to be able to sustain that. It will include the scientific rigor that you would find in what is published in a textbook, but also a social networking feature to bring everyone together. And here is the website right there. It's www.envirn.org. So it's like the beginning of environment, but with the RN at the end. And we developed some broad goals to really seek a green, innovative, collaborative learning resource to have some kind of electronic learning notion of engagement and a cooperative process. So it wouldn't be read the text or here I'm lecturing on the text. It would be very engaging and collaborative. And it would have the tools that are available on a website with the rigorous source of knowledge for nursing practice, but also social networking. So we were really thinking out of the box and thinking about how to be creative. And I think the environment out in Oracle, Arizona helped stimulate our immediately thinking of something that was going to be very creative. Another thing that I didn't mention on that last slide, maybe I can go back. Yes. Nope, I'm going forward. Oh well. Oops. Yeah, in these goals. We also were talking about the fact that for practicing nurses, frequently the notion of learning everything is overwhelming, and I think Trish probably was identifying with that with the curriculum guidance that they produce that gives something to other nurses that's very easily learned. So we talked about the notion of chunks, that if we could approach what was really useful information for a school nurse or what was really useful information for a nurse working in the women's health area, that they could segue into larger amounts of material through a part that was extremely relevant to their practice. So we moved forward over the last 2 years by having a variety of ways to collaborate with a group of planners. While Barbara, Brenda, Claudia, and I worked with, and I'll have their names at the end of the slides, with some other collaborators for the planning, it was really the whole education work group on monthly calls, and then we had planning group meetings face-to-face. We engaged the full education work group at a meeting in Baltimore in March, and then we developed the format, which is still in process. I see I have a time frame, so I'll tell you that we had to deal with lots of new kinds of language to talk about what we were saying, because we really couldn't talk about a book, we couldn't talk about chapters, we couldn't talk about anything that was static, because this was a whole new way of thinking. And it really, Knowledge Network is chosen to combine our two main goals of providing rigorous knowledge, but also the networking feature, and the ability to travel the internet for quick access. We move toward different dimensions, and my rough little map out here is to see how you would look at placing things like video, audio, voiceover slides, interviews, or existing resources. I could easily see if Trish was willing to contribute, having a voice over her slides, or maybe the curriculum guide, or maybe a way to help engage other faculty in how to teach about proper use of pharmaceutical waste. In terms of the innovation, it's an access to evidence-based written material. It's linked to media and alternative sources of knowledge. It has a use of existing resources because we don't want to reinvent the wheel. For example, the National Library for Medicine has wonderful resources in terms of Toxicology Tutor and other ToxTown and other sites. So we're not going to reproduce that, but we can hyperlink it in our text. And unfortunately, I can't go directly online from this podium, so I have some pictures of some of these examples. And we can also link across these chunks by things we call tags and categories to pull them across chapters. See, I'm saying that word. Chapters are across essentials. We have five essential groups, and we laid out a map of the whole landscape of what we thought was essential knowledge, and then we clustered them into certain areas. And the essential areas are why nursing and environmental health, vulnerable populations, which you see featured on this slide over here, environmental health sciences, which is up here in the pink box, also advocacy and policy, and green nursing. So here you can see how you might find that something like the module about risk to children might have something that has a video or an audio component. It might link to a web resource, and it might link among the different groups. This is not exactly the way the front page looks at this moment, because we do have over in this area now different videos that can engage the user immediately. And over here, we're now developing a menu of sources. But if you were to go to this menu board up here, when it first opens, there's a choice of logging in. I've logged in, that's why it's welcoming me. If you don't, you can join now, and it tells you how to join now. There's other information in this menu bar that tells you how to use things, a user guide, to get you right into the site. And then this area will maybe change its face a little bit, but it is our front page. Now this section, when you do log in, it brings up your dashboard. And this allows you to see where things are happening. And you see at this moment, I have Brenda, Claudia, and Barbara there as colleagues. That's part of the social networking site. But if I were to go into a community, it would give me a choice of the communities. And I could actually go in, and I don't know if I have this slide, but to see what's posted there. And so each of these communities now has, or areas, now has a essential, what might be considered a chapter. Most of it is text-based, but it has links to other innovative sites within the chunk, if you will, or the essential content area. Another feature, you can register yourself and write a little bio so that we know who you are, and then put a picture up so that when you come up, you are one of the faces on our site. And you can get to know other nurses where we could then be connecting through our shared knowledge. In the future, we plan to move forward to engage nurses in all practice settings. We really want to protect human health through assessment, practice interventions, and policy. I might add that what you didn't see showing up there, there are themes within those context areas like risk assessment tools or how to do a home assessment, a community assessment, or to consider issues such as the topic of this conference around social justice in those communities that bear a disproportionate amount of contamination. But we really want to increase our communication so that we are not working in silos. So we really urge you to get involved, to join on, to come on, to just register and to start using it. The Alliance will be holding a second web conference, hopefully after the first of the year, with more guidance of how to do this and to build our work. We want to add your knowledge and your wisdom and the materials you might have to this site as we build it. We think it's limitless, and we hope you'll become engaged. Thank you.